so busy here at the Convention Centre. The Knitting and Stitching Show is underway for 2018. On the go until 8 o'clock tonight. It opens again Friday, Saturday and Sunday morning at 10. It will close 5:30 Friday and Saturday and 5 o'clock on Sunday. And I've come across the Yarn Doctor, otherwise known as Brona. Hello.
Hello there.
So, you're the Yarn Doctor. We're here. We're surrounded by some ladies who are busy knitting, busy doing crochet. What's the idea of this particular station?
Right, we've got a couple of things going on here. One of the things is people can come and knit and crochet with us on some charity projects, because both knitting and crochet are very good for you, very calming. And if you're at a busy show like this, sometimes you just want a little downtime. So they can come and do what we call practical mindfulness. It's like mindfulness, you're very focused, but you get a nice warm scarf out of it as well. Or you can come and learn to knit and crochet with us, so we can pass on the skills to other people.
For beginners like myself, who's never even attempted to knit, what's the difference between knitting and crochet?
Knitting uses two needles, and you work with multiple stitches on your needles. Crochet, you work one stitch at a time and you have one implement called a hook. So they produce similar but different results, and some suit one person more, some suit another.
I must admit, they seem very calm, the ladies around us who are busy. We did have a great piece on our health show earlier in the week with Beth that focused on mental health and knitting. Now people may have seen you on TV as well, because you've been on This Morning, haven't you?
Yes, that's right. Knitting is good for your mental health. It's also good for your physical health. There's evidence to say it keeps your blood pressure and your heart rate down. So I was on This Morning earlier in the year wearing a heart rate monitor while I knitted on live TV. And I was very calm and it worked for a while. Then if anybody watches This Morning knows Philip Schofield's very good with his double entendre.
Oh, yes.
And that does have a slight effect on your heart rate, I'm afraid.
Oh, just seeing how quick they can get the beats going, basically.
Yeah, yes.
More and more
rudeness. Yes, yes.
Very good. Brona, thank you so much. So if people are simply coming to the show, they can just pop by.
We're at the top of Hall C. Pop by. If we've got a chair, we can look after people and get in the knitting and crocheting.
I've moved on to Hall M now for the Knitting and Stitching Show, in an area that is labelled Artists in Action. I've got Liz to my left, who's modelling a very nice hat, which we will get onto in a moment, and a lady who's responsible for it is Lizzie. Hello, Lizzie.
Hello.
Now, just tell me exactly what is going on in this section of the show.
Well, in this section, all of us have our different practices. I'm a felt maker and I've been making. The idea is that we will show working through processes to get to the final finished product, really.
So we've go on.
Yeah, I'm a felt maker, but I specialise in clothing, so I'm making felt wearables, and I've just made the hat that Liz is modelling.
It really is. I mean, there's so many different bright colours. So how do you go about making felt? What's the starting process?
Well, felt is made from wool, and wool fibres have little hooks on them, little scales, and you have to get them to open up, you have to get them to tangle together. You need heat, moisture and friction. You know, if you put a woolly jersey in the washing machine, it could shrink. Well, now we're doing it sort of in a contrived way, working with wool fibres. I use a combination of wool and silk and a lot of my things that I've dyed myself. And I lay them all out in whatever, using a template if I'm making a hat or a jacket. And build it up and working friction. I use bubble wrap, and it's quite a long process.
It sounds
quite physical,
yeah.
But great fun.
So I mean,
I love making hats because they're quite sculptural.
The hat that Liz is wearing, how does it feel, Liz?
It feels very, very comfortable, and but it can be moulded and changed. So, I mean, one might not always want this little bit here that's sort of sticking up.
The little triangular peak at the front.
It has a memory. Felt has a memory. So once I've decided what it'll be like, normally I would press it and block it into shape. But once it's dry, it will stay in that shape. Now, if I want to change it, then I would have to wet it all again and really get rid of the creases that are in there. So it's not really something you can just keep changing without wetting it again.
So from start to finish, how long does it take to make a hat like that?
2 to 3 hours, probably, yeah. I've made that this morning, you know, and talking to people on the way. So it's not the quickest of, it's not the quickest I could do it, but. But I'm creating as I'm going, you see, and I started off making a berry, and it's not a berry now because I've changed it by cutting the hole in a different place, and it's now...
Yes, I'm at the entrance of Hall M, and I'm in front of an amazing wall. Our little baby daughter, Eva, would love this because there is crocheted animals everywhere, from rabbits to dogs to cows, and the lady who's behind it, whose business is Toft, is Kerry. Hello.
Hello.
So, where did this all begin?
Well, Toft is 13 years old and it began from an alpaca farm. So, originally it came from the fibre and spinning of yarn. Then I accidentally learnt to crochet 6 years ago when I was pregnant. And I made an elephant, really almost absent-mindedly, and it's turned into an obsession. And there's now over 300 different animals in the collection.
And which is your favourite?
I'm not allowed to have favourites.
Oh, no.
I'm not allowed to have favourites. The last one I made, usually, because I'm constantly improving the technique. So, the last one off my hook.
So you mentioned, the wool that you use, is it specific sheep's wool, is it?
It is. So it's all made in the UK, but it's about luxury fibres. So we do usually work in sheep's wool, but we also work in alpaca and other luxury fibres. The most important thing is that it is made in the UK, so it's all spun here in Yorkshire.
Fantastic. That's amazing stuff. And your baby as well. Little boy, little girl?
Yeah, so it's a little boy. Edward is now 6 years old. So I'm six books in and he's 6 years old. And I've got a two-year-old little girl as well.
And does he love these?
He still loves them just as much, especially like getting to name them and think of their stories now and choosing their different colours when I do new ones.
Amazing. So when people come in, I notice that there's books on the stands. Obviously, people can buy these.
Yeah, so you can't buy the finished animals. The whole idea is that you learn to crochet. So we sell the pattern books. We sell kits for every individual animal, and we've got YouTube videos galore to back up you learning how to do it. So it's all about learning to crochet.
It's the Knitting and Stitching Show at the Convention Centre in Harrogate, and I'm with a very talented lady from Homeforth.
Thank you, Dion.
Hello.
Dion. Hi. Hi.
Now just explain, because you'll explain it in a far better way than I could ever do, what's around us at the moment.
So we are surrounded by nearly 100 pieces of free machine embroidered textiles. Free machine embroidery is like painting with thread and using a sewing machine as a mark making or a drawing tool. So in the same way that somebody might pick up a paintbrush, I would pick up threads and a sewing machine. And if I wanted a different colour of paint, I'd mix a couple of different threads together. And that's how I get my images.
And where did the idea come from?
The idea of free machine embroidery, I think, has been around forever. I mean, as long as sewing machines have been going, but I didn't invent that aspect, but I definitely use free machine embroidery in a very, very free mark making, almost slightly abstract way, as an art tool, so to speak, rather than as a craft idea.
So, I mean, just some of the images, because your work is in front of us.
Yes.
Here, directly in front.
Fairly monochrome, my work. It's all based on my drawings, the way that I draw. These particular pieces are based on a series of drawings that I did while someone else was driving, I should hasten to add, but we were travelling at about 70, 80 miles an hour. It was a really long road trip through Europe. And I, rather than taking photographs of the view as I went along, I drew, and I had about 3 seconds before we moved on to the next view. So they're really quick, they're really spontaneous, and I wanted to then illustrate, as I translated that information into stitch, I wanted to illustrate that embroidery needn't be sedentary, it needn't be a slow activity. I wanted to put the vitality of the way that my personality is, and the way that I kind of like to work. I wanted to put vitality into the pieces of stitch and embroidery.
It really is something to behold. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
And obviously you teach as well.
I do.
And behind us, this is your students' work from all around the world.
They are from all around the world. I teach online. I travel quite a lot and teach in various different locations. So these students come from Australia, from New Zealand, from Holland, Switzerland, all over the UK, some of them from Canada, from Singapore, all locations. I travel to Australia quite regularly and teach out there, so it's face-to-face. Some people have come and worked with me in Italy because I have a studio out there, so they come on summer schools out there. But also I teach online. I videoed everything that I teach, and students can access the videos.
So if somebody listening now wants to find out a little bit more about what you do,
yes,
can they access a social media page or YouTube?
There's all sorts of things. So there's my website is the first port of call, which is dionswift.com. But they can find Dion Swift on Instagram. They can find Dion Swift Textile Artist on Facebook and access information that way. And find out all about my workshops online. There's lots of lovely reviews from happy students and things like that.
Well, it's amazing, and long may it continue. So
thank you. Thank you very much for spending the time to have a look.